I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine Saturday launched another missile attack against Russian targets in occupied Crimea. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The attack comes a day after Ukraine targeted the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean city of Sevastopol. The city was put on air raid alert for about an hour after debris from intercepted missiles fell near a pier. Ukraine's intelligence chief claims several people were killed and over a dozen more were injured following Kyiv's attack on the Black Sea Fleet. Crimea has served as the key hub supporting Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Storm Ophelia made landfall in North Carolina early Saturday with estimated maximum wind speeds of 110 kilometers per hour. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Philippe Papin told the Associated Press Ophelia will be dumping large amounts of rain on much of the Mid-Atlantic this weekend.
We're expecting somewhere between 2 to 4 inches, some isolated totals up to 6 inches for portions of southern and eastern Virginia, going into Maryland, the Washington, D.C. area, and then into southern New Jersey.
North Carolina and southeastern Virginia could also see damaging winds and heavy rains. Tropical storm warnings are also in effect for areas of Delaware. The governors of North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland declared a state of emergency in anticipation of Ophelia's arrival. Three people were injured and several buildings and vehicles were damaged after a highway collapse following a landslide in Sweden early Saturday. A huge sinkhole measuring 500 meters opened wide on the E6 highway, which runs from southern Sweden to Norway, not far from Sweden's second largest city, Gothenburg. Police said at least four cars and a bus skidded off the road and crashed.